The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I mentioned some of the perils of a cashless society earlier. It's on foot of the study in the UK found that nearly half of people have been caught out by not having cash. They said they've needed it when tipping at restaurants, paying for car parking, or simply grabbing a trolley in the supermarket. Ian O'Doherty is with me, columnist with the Irish Independent. Ian, have you been similarly caught out, or are you a cash carrier?
I'm specifically a cash carrier now because I have been caught out. And I mean, perhaps the best example of that was that I was on a flight to New York a few years ago. I think it was Continental or American, and you couldn't. You needed to use a card to buy even a soft drink from the air stewardess. And it was like, welcome to Continental's commitment to a cashless society. And it just struck me as really dystopian. You know, a commitment to a cashless society. I'm old school. I like, if I have 50 quid in my wallet, well, then it's a good day. But if I have 50 quid in my wallet, I know that I have 50 quid to spend. And I'm a simple man of simple tastes, and I know that's how much I can spend, and then I have to go home.
But you can just do that on Revolut as well, Ian.
No. It's too new and too fancy and too modern. It just seems like a lot of hassle, to be honest with you.
It's not that much hassle to subtract 50 from whatever's in your Revolut. I know you have a huge amount in your, like, it's kind of, there's lots of zeros there, but all you have to do is knock 50 off it per day.
There's one big fat zero. But no, I just find, I by and large, I kind of prefer dealing with cash. But certainly then, like, even when it comes to things like tipping and stuff, you know, then you know that the person you're giving it to is actually going to get it, rather than, you know, if you put it on the card, it goes to management, they'll take at least 20% management fee from the tip and stuff. And so it's just, you know, I like cash. I just, you know, I feel more comfortable with cash in my wallet than I do with just a card.
Do you suspect, though, you're of a dying breed? Or do you think that there'll always be a place for carrying some level of cash?
I think yes to both questions. There will always be times where, you know, if fiver comes in handy or whatever. But yeah, I think as well, though, if you have a generation of kids being brought up and they're just not using cash, you know, and you have all the different payment systems that people can use and it's not even on cards anymore, it's just on their phone. So they just get to use their phone for everything now, including paying for products. And to me, that just strikes me as, you know, the devil's work. It's just madness. And, I mean, my missus just looks at me and rolls her eyes, because we were in the shop and she'll just point her phone at the thing that you pay it. And I just go, this is just crazy. You know, this is just crazy. I think things were much simpler, and well, because as you know, I'm a fairly simple man. I prefer the card is about as far as I'm prepared to kind of go. But even then, for tipping, I'll always make sure that it's cash, because that makes sure that goes to the worker and that the management don't get to take their 20% fee.
Well, somebody here has texted in to say you can't travel to Jersey on the cable car without cash because there's no internet in the area. That's from Jill in Cork. And somebody else wonders how cards would work in storms when there is no internet. People would have actually had experience of this. We talked about it on the show. It happened to my parents because they were there at the time. The big power outage in Spain, and you couldn't pay. My parents actually happened to be in a restaurant when it happened, and the restaurant had to just tell everyone, you can just finish your meals on the house and then, you know, leave. And please, if you're around the next couple of days, we'd appreciate if you'd come back and pay us. But you're right. I mean, if those things happen, there's no way of paying. Obviously, anybody who had a few quid in their pockets, they were able to pay. And I know lots of people made those promises. We spoke to people on the show living in Spain who said they were always going to keep 20 or 40 quid in the back pocket in the future. That was the lesson. But Aoife Rooney with us as well is an assistant editor of Weekend Magazine at the Irish Independent. Aoife, do you ever carry cash?
I don't, and I've been caught out many a time. I really have learnt my lesson, or I should have learnt my lesson, that the old adage of cash being king, I think, will ring true for quite a while longer. Like, even in the last week, I was in a restaurant that their system didn't allow for, like, anything other than cash tips. We didn't have any cash with us, so we were left in, like, the really awkward position of not being able to tip, but really wanting to. And that's happened to me a myriad of times where you would be just like wishing you had a 10-euro note in your pocket.
I wonder, though, whether that's all going to disappear, those types of problems. What I mean is, you know, I gave the list of things at the start that people get caught out with, say, you know, the trolley in the supermarket or what have you, or even, you know, throwing a few quid into a charity bucket. But you see more and more charity buckets now where they'll have maybe a little table and they'll have a tap facility that you'd be able to tap to give them a couple of quid. You see it in lots of museums and places now where they used to have buckets to throw in your loose change. Tap now to give us 2 euro or 5 euro to donate to the museum or whatever it happens to be. And I know what you're saying. Lots of places in Ireland still will just bring down the card machine. They'll charge you for the meal and there's maybe an expectation you'll leave some cash by way of tip. You go to the States, which is kind of ahead of us in terms of this journey, certainly when it comes to tipping, much bigger part of the culture. It's all done by the machine. Like it's just there. You're given the option when you're paying. Like, I don't see a world in which we don't end up at that point. Is that fair?
Totally. Like, I've been in this situation before where I've had like my phone stolen in a foreign country. And it was only at that point that I realized that not only did I have no cash, I had no wallet with me because I had no reason to bring any other form of money than my phone. And I think I have been caught out enough times where, and I haven't learned, but I probably should, that it's naive on my part not to have some other form of being able to like pay for something other than my phone. I think my generation are really good at utilizing smartphones, but maybe as a byproduct, we become a bit too dependent on them and they become everything for us. And they're always in our hand, ready to, you know, do whatever we need them to do. But I think there have been many, many times in the past couple of months where I'd be kind of kicking myself thinking that, you know, if I had 20 euro for this, I'd be getting myself out of a hole. Small things like if I haven't had my Leap card for the bus, I don't have any other way of getting my fare. I can't go and get cash back somewhere off my phone. I've had like bus drivers let me on for free because I don't have any cash. And that's an infrastructure problem as well. I concur, definitely.
Dex says, I can't believe we're all falling for the cashless society wheeze. Every time we pay cashless, the customer and the retailer pay the banks a commission and extra tax on society. I'm in my mid-40s. Most of my mates use cash a lot when we're out for pints, except one fella. Exactly, Kieran. I was in that 30-hour power outage in Spain in April, and I can tell you, cash was king. Martin in the bus says, the day cash disappeared is the day banks will start charging you whatever they want to use, your own money, and there would be nothing that you can do about it. Claire says, I was going through the drive-through at McDonald's with the kids the other day. I got to the window to pay and they said their card machines were down, so to enjoy the food free of charge. I felt like I won the day. Fair play to you, Claire. Fair play. Ian, do you think that we would ever get to a point where there might be rules and regulations around having to accept cash? I mean, there have been those suggestions in the past that businesses should accept it, but we know plenty don't.
Well, I mean, as far as I'm aware, the law is that you have to accept legal tender, and that certainly used to be the case. And I don't recall there was any particular change to the law, but I mean, it is. And certainly, I mean, like when I was young, for working in restaurants and things, I remember this came up as a conversation. You have to accept cash. So, but I do think there's a big generational divide really in this. If I have 100 quid in cash in my wallet, I feel better about myself than I do if I've got a card, you know, my card, and I know that there's 100 quid in the bank. I just like cash because I like physically knowing what I'm spending. And whereas I think there's a lot of younger people coming up because, you know, cash is kind of it's extraneous or it's secondary to their cards, whereas I think a lot of the old farts like myself, I mean, we kind of grew up with cash and we're more comfortable with cash. And also as well, because I am completely bloody useless with money, which will probably come as a huge surprise to you, but I like knowing what I'm spending, because if I'm just lashing everything down on the card, I'll be broke in 2 days. So it's a way, it's a self-preservation mechanism for me, more than any sort of great sort of moral grandstanding or anything. I like knowing, okay, I've got 100 quid in my wallet, that's what I can spend, and then when that's spent, I go home.
And is there an argument that there's a value in continuing some level of cash or using some level of cash in terms of teaching kids about money? But I don't know about others. But well, it's certainly my kids love cash. Like, and I'm putting a few quid in a Revolut. I mean, yeah, they kind of think, okay, yeah, that's nice, but whatever. But give them a note in their hand. They are absolutely delighted with it.
Well, it's the physicality of it, you know. And we are tactile beings. And, you know, somebody says, I put a tenner into your account, and you go onto the phone and you go, oh, great, yeah, there's an extra tenner there. Somebody gives you a tenner. You know, you go, oh, cheers. It actually, even though it's of exactly precisely the same value and the currency is exactly the same, for me and for a lot of people, for once I think I'm speaking for a lot of people, the physicality of cash is more reassuring than just seeing a figure on your phone screen saying how much you have or whatever, you know. And but the thing is, there's going to be a lot of people who just kind of look at anybody who uses cash as kind of like a dinosaur. So I think it's a case of sort of really what you were brought up with. And I think there's a lot of kids now that, you know, will be quite happy living in a cashless society. But, I mean, I have two objections to the fundamentally cashless society. A, I'm a bit of an idiot and I'm always losing cards and stuff like that, and I don't particularly want to be completely stranded. Mm. And then B, there's also, and, you know, this is where I go from being an idiot to being quite paranoid. I'm very, very wary about living in a surveillance state, and particularly when you go to America. And I'm very wary about just leaving a digital footprint every single place you go to. I just have a philosophical kind of qualm with all of that. But that's just because I'm a crank, you know.
Yeah. Aoife, you're not a crank, are you? Do you have a qualm about the surveillance state?
It's never once crossed my mind in the context of where I spend my money. I think we're probably easy to keep, you know, track of separate to that. But then again, if you have a very small, like, social media footprint, maybe money is the way to keep track of you.
Yeah, listen, Aoife, Big Brother's got his eye on you. He doesn't even know where Ian is. That's the beauty of it. And Ian wants to keep it that way. Aoife Rooney is the assistant editor of Weekend Magazine at the Irish Independent. Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Indo as well. Thank you both very much for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.